The federal government's ban on evictions during the pandemic lasted about a year and a half before the Supreme Court blocked it last August. Many states set up their own temporary eviction moratoriums in response, but New Hampshire came up with another solution, a new partnership between courts and caseworkers. Casey McDermott of New Hampshire Public Radio reports from Manchester on how it's working.
So that's my contact information.
Like a lot of people, Jeremy Elliott fell behind on rent during the pandemic. Last month, he came to the Manchester Circuit Court for an eviction hearing. But instead, he got the help he needed to stay in his home.
This is the first time I've ever applied for any assistance, for anything.
That assistance found its way to Elliott thanks to a new first-of-its-kind partnership between three different institutions, the New Hampshire Circuit Courts, New Hampshire Legal Assistance, and Southern New Hampshire Services, an agency that offers housing aid and other supports to people in the state's most populous counties. A few days before Elliott's eviction hearing, he got a call from someone with New Hampshire Legal Assistance encouraging him to apply for the state's Emergency Rental Assistance Program. So he put in an application, and when he showed up to court a few days later, a caseworker from Southern New Hampshire Services was there to help finalize his application. He was approved on the spot to receive money to cover back rent, late fees, court fees, and his future rent through March.
So you're paying those months as well?
They're just trying to elbow.
Okay, good job.
Take care.
It's very easy, easy to understand, apply, and now it looks like it's working out today, so that's good.
Since September, more than 200 people have avoided eviction thanks to this new approach to delivering emergency rental aid in Manchester. The goal of the program is to make it easier for people to access the millions of dollars in federal aid meant to keep renters in their homes, while also making sure that landlords get paid what they're owed. Making all of this work has required some changes on the court's part. For one, starting an eviction case means letting people know help is available.
Would you and the tenants be interested in speaking with Christine to see if they qualify for the rental assistance? Are we going to do that today?
Yes.
Okay, that's a great answer.
If someone decides to take the court up on that offer, their hearing is paused while they step outside to talk to a caseworker about their eligibility. In many instances, people have been approved right at the courthouse, and their cases have been dismissed. That's been a welcome change of pace, not just for tenants and landlords, but also for court staff like Jessica LeMay. As the housing specialist in the clerk's office at the Manchester Circuit Court, she sits through a lot of eviction cases.
It doesn't seem so dreadful going into the courtroom anymore, like being worried for people in a way. I mean, I know we have to stay unbiased, but you still, like, you know, your heartstrings are still pulled when you see somebody like crying in the courtroom because they're about to lose their home.
She says the program has had other benefits, too. A lot more people are showing up for their eviction hearings instead of skipping them and assuming they've already lost. The program has also been hailed as a win for landlords, too.
If you're a landlord that comes in and you're owed months of rent, and in some cases they haven't been paid since the pandemic began.
Brian Shaughnessy is a lawyer who represents a lot of local landlords. He says processing the rental assistance applications in court has gotten past due rent out much faster and helped property owners who were also hurting financially during the pandemic. Shaughnessy's also the co-chair of 603 Legal Aid, which provides legal services to low-income people across New Hampshire. And with that in mind, he's been encouraged to see the courts promoting more ways to resolve landlord-tenant disputes without just defaulting to an eviction.
There's less animosity there, a little bit more cooperation in trying to solve the problem.
While this new program has helped lots of people, it does have its limitations. Showing up to court can still be a scary prospect for many, including undocumented immigrants or other people who've had bad interactions with the criminal justice system. So this aid still might not be reaching everyone who needs it. It also only prevents eviction for cases involving past due rent. Many people are still losing their homes for other kinds of evictions. It's a much less aggressive program than those in other cities like Philadelphia, where landlords are required to collaborate with tenants before trying to evict them. And for now, New Hampshire's courthouse rental assistance is only available in two cities, though caseworkers try to connect with people facing eviction across the state.
We're all hands on deck.
Donnelly Lozo, who leads Southern New Hampshire Services, says the in-person courthouse assistance can speed up an application process that otherwise takes 4 to 6 weeks. When all of the parties are at the table at the same time, it's easier to verify everyone's information and get money out the door. And at this point, Lozo says her agency is pushing out about $1 million each week. But they're also getting about 400 to 500 new applications for help each week, too.
I really thought that we would see a decline in new applications coming in, you know, at some point. I certainly thought by now, you know, that number would go down, but it just isn't.
Courts across New Hampshire are getting about 70 new eviction cases a week. While that number is lower than before the pandemic began, it's still an indication that demand for this kind of assistance may not slow down in the near future. For Here and Now, I'm Casey McDermott.